Okay, we are back. You are listening to Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. I'm sitting this morning with Randy Beckler. He's the CEO of Becklers. And of course, most people, I think, in this industry are probably aware of the Dalton scene in terms of retailing. And Randy and the Becklers organization has been here as long as anybody, I think. Randy, how are you this morning?
Doing fine, Dave.
How long have you been in this, you know, in the retail business here in Dalton?
Well, actually, Dad was in, of course, Chenille in the late 40s. And then when Dalton changed from bedspreads to Broadloom, Dad kind of changed with it. So a little over 50 years the family's been in it.
Oh, I see, I see. Fill in people. I know a lot of people, everybody in this business has heard about the Dalton retail situation. I suspect most of them have not been here. Tell them what this is like.
Dalton, and it's funny when you talk to different reps, even with be it carpet or hard surface, they laugh when their bosses that live up north or wherever, you know, ask about Dalton. They don't understand Dalton. And, of course, the reps say, you know, it's a different world down here. And the reason it is, of course, you've probably, within a quarter of a mile of the Connecticut 3 exit, you're probably looking at over $100 million a year in floor covering sold. And that's probably the largest concentrated area than probably anywhere in the world. And so I know the strip, as we call it, I've heard it called the Gaza Strip, called it so competitive. And, of course, it is a buyer's market. You know, people will call me and say, can you save money in Dalton? And I said, well, let me answer it like this. I said, I've got probably 10 or 15 competitors with it, pretty much within walking distance, so you be the judge. but it is different. We're seeing the market change. You don't see quite as much walk-in traffic as you used to. And I think that's for a couple of reasons. One, the internet is having a big bearing. And number two, the younger generation is more time-oriented, you know, time-conscious. I can remember back 30-plus years ago, we'd come in on Saturday morning, and you'd probably have three or four pickup trucks lined up from Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, North Carolina, Alabama, that would be waiting. We open, and they would pick it out. We'd cut it, we'd wrap it, and we'd tie it on, put a red flag, and send them home. Well, that generation is beginning to die off, so you don't see near as much of that. So that's that coupled with the internet, I think, is the reason that the you know, we're seeing the marketing of it change. But, you know, we had to expand into the internet, which is, and I think it's going to continue to be a bigger and bigger part. You know, if you don't change with the times, you get left behind.
That's for sure.
Even if you're on the right track, if you just sit there, you're going to get run over by the train.
Now, you had mentioned Connector 3, and that's an exit.
Right.
On the Interstate 75, which goes right, in fact, you have the absolute best location on Connector 3.
Right, it's exit 328, and which is a plus for all of us over here, because it's one of the leading routes to Florida. We get a lot of people stopping out of curiosity, and they may not buy then, but they may take a card or sample, and then we may hear from them 6 months down the road. But it's a big plus being right next to the interstate.
And you said the volume that was sold here in a quarter mile. How many floor covering stores are there here within, you know, on Connector 3?
I have not counted them, just sat down and counted them, but I would guess, say a quarter to a half mile radius, I'm going to say there's probably at least 15. Now, there was a time there's more than that, And then there was a time when you could count Highway 41, and, you know, it was lined with outlets, which is where we used to be many years ago. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the stores are fewer of them, but you know, it's still a buyer's market. I mm-hmm. mean, when they come in here, they can walk pretty much to about anybody and do price comparison. Mm-hmm.
And you've got a beautiful big location here, which I think you said you've been here 6 years in that
Moved in here right after 9/11. And of course that had a big impact on everybody, and of course everybody's business suffered, and of course I don't think the country will ever be the same since then, for obvious reasons. But we did build our new showroom. We moved from the interstate side, when our showroom was over there, over on this side, because when we first built here, everything which is now across the street in front of our new showroom was woods. It was, you know, farmland.
Yeah.
And, of course, there again, you have to change the times. And so we built a new showroom with a natural look. I'm an outdoors person, and I love the log and the rock look, and that's how I got
it's a beautiful place.
Idea. Thank you.
We were talking before we went on the air about the last time that I was here, and I was here right after you opened, and then I was here again when you were featured on the Today Show.
That's right.
They had something called, what was it, Bargain Week.
Right.
And they did a show, the Today Show, came down here. They did a show from your showroom.
Well, actually, it was from our what I call my roll good showroom.
Okay.
That was a neat thing, the way that happened. I mean, it was just, I guess you'd say, just by luck of the draw. But I remember we came down early that morning because the truck with the dish on it was out of Atlanta. And of course, once they went on air, of course, we had turned the phones off, had turned the heaters off and all that in the warehouse so everybody could hear. And then we all sat around a big screen. And then, of course, Katie and Matt were talking, and they first went over to North Carolina, talking about furniture. And then they said, now we're going to Dalton, Georgia. And boom, there it was on national television in our showroom, which was neat. And the phone began to ring when that happened. you could tell where the Today Show would come on at different times due to the time zones, and you could tell. I mean, we got called, I bet, from dang near every state in the union, and it was from hour to hour. You might be in St. Louis, and you might be in Denver, and then you'd be in California. It was amazing.
Now, a trade magazine in this business soon after that wrote a piece.
Right.
And I think they touched a button, which I guess it seems a lot of retailers scattered around the country feel that Dalton retailers have some sort of unfair advantage. And I can remember we talked right after that. Talk about that. And does that still prevail?
It does not prevail like it used to. There was a time when you would have an advantage in price, and I honestly think that. And of course, if we program products, we will have some advantage on prices, and that means either stock or new color cards, and basically push the items, but. There's not near the price advantage as there was back 30 years ago. And I think that's mainly because the mills caught a lot of heat from everybody away from here. I mean, our stores away from here thought of us as the outlaws down here. And, but, we can we can still do good business. We used to be more of a wholesaler, but then when Shaw started going direct and away from their distributors, we had to become a retail store. Now, we still do a little bit of wholesale, but where we used to be 80-20 with wholesale being on the top, now it's flip-flop.
I see.
80-20 pretty much the other
way. So you're the guy, if somebody can't get a certain product, you're their guy in Dalton that can help them find it.
Right.
Now, what was the advantage? I mean, you're a retailer just like everybody else. You have to pay the rent. You have to do everything else. You're closer. Is the transportation, is that the big advantage?
Well, that and plus we move such volumes. It's different now. We used to have maybe just a handful of products, and we sold a lot of times over 100,000 yards of one product in a year. So if you're buying that kind of volume, you can help get the price, gets volume talks, and you get the better price. Now there are so many products, and that the price, you're diversified with the amount of products you sell. So you're selling more products, but you're not selling as much of any one as we used to. And of course, that, when you're selling the volume, you get a better price.
But that outlaw situation still exists among many, I guess, around the country.
I think they still think of Dalton as the outlaws. I know there was a lot of people that say, well, Dalton will sell you seconds. And that was something that we used to do a lot more back then than we do now. But I made a comment to myself, people, I said I'd fire somebody that didn't go out and we got a catwalk built across our cut table in the inspection alley to where the consumer can look at it. I said, point it out to them and tell them that there's what's wrong with it. Can you live with it? That way you're not saying what I call, you're not selling a pig in a poke.
Yeah.
And that way you're not misleading the customer. But, stores wave me a lot to pour them out, don't, because we've gotten our cookie jar over the years. But I don't think it's near as bad now as it used to be because of the pricing advantages are not near what they used to be.
Let me ask you about the year 2007. I know a lot of people haven't been real pleased with the year up to this point. What's your experience, and what do you think the experience is up and down the strip to?
Well, it's nowhere where it needs to be. And if anybody tells you business is good, I think they're kidding themselves. With the war, with the gas prices, with the health care crisis, with our politicians in Washington leaving a lot to be desired, a lot of people's running scared. And they don't know what's going to happen. And of course, right now, stock market's yo-yoing. but I'm not, by me saying that, I'm not pessimistic. I'm just cautious. I mean, you've got to, if you're in business in Dalton, you've got to, you cut your cost where you can. When times are good, you can do many things. But when things are a little soft, you have to tighten your belt to survive. And I think you're seeing a lot of that going on in Dalton because it's just not the same. I don't know it'll ever be the same as it was back in the heyday.
Mm-hmm. Now, it used to be that a lot of Dalton folks, a lot of Dalton retailers were the people behind the 800 number ads that you would see in various shelter and women's magazines.
Right.
I guess that same crowd now are internet.
Well, they are, but they're doing both, and that's a smart thing to do. Our internet business and 800 business is kind of going side by side. They may see us on the internet, but then they may call. Some of them will call, some of them will email, but definitely your 800 number, there's a lot of them still there because they've got to be to survive. But you're seeing more and more tying in the internet. Because if you got both, that gives you more opportunity to meet a consumer.
This is going to conclude the first part of a three-part conversation. We're talking with a Dalton area retailer. His name is Randy Beckler. He's the CEO of Beckler's Carpet. We'll air the second part of this conversation tomorrow. This is Floor Radio.